I'm deeply honored that the Holy Father has named me to be a cardinal. It's a great responsibility in the Church, and I think it is, it's a recognition, I think, as well, of the role of the Archdiocese of Toronto and of Canada within the whole life of the Church, and so I'm deeply honored.
Now, I read that you are, in fact, only the fourth cardinal in the 110-year history of the Archdiocese of Toronto. So did it come as somewhat of a surprise to you when you first learnt the news?
Well, it certainly, I was quite taken aback. I had an email note to call the nuncio's office, and so when I did, they mentioned that the Holy Father would rename me a cardinal, so I was quite overwhelmed. But it's a very important mission within the Church, and I'm very grateful that the Holy Father has named me to that.
What do you see as some of the greatest challenges facing the Catholic Church today?
Well, I think that the great challenges are those that are summed up in the mission of the new evangelization. In some parts of the Church, there is a great vibrancy, and yet in other parts, there seems to have been a falling away through the effects of secularism, particularly, I think, in the Northern Hemisphere. And so I think that it's certainly a very great challenge to try to deal with that, to respond to that. And that is, of course, why the Holy Father is calling the Synod on the new evangelization and is taking various steps to do that. So I think that's a great challenge.
And what about your own pastoral priorities there in the Archdiocese of Toronto? What do you see them as?
Well, the Archdiocese of Toronto is a very large and complex diocese, and we do face the issues, obviously, of secularism. It's this part of the world is very much involved with that. But I think that one of the great responsibilities is simply to encourage people of all ages to really take their faith seriously and to witness to their faith, to do that day by day. You know, when you're in a society where the effect of secularism is very strong and relativism and things of that nature, it takes a real dedication, courage to stand up for the values of the gospel. So I think that's the key thing that each one of us needs to do.
I know that one thing you feel very keenly about is Lectio Divina, isn't it?
Yes, every month, on the first Sunday of the month, I gather people together at the cathedral, and we celebrate evening prayer. And then I spend about 40 to 45 minutes meditating with them upon a portion of sacred scripture. And I think that's a very important part of the life, of course, of every Christian, is to reflect on sacred scripture. And this Lectio Divina is a very ancient way of doing it. And people seem to find it helpful, and it's also televised, and people can sort of participate in it, not only directly by being present, but also through the media.